This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy, and welcome to the 610th episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Hey, we're happy to introduce Jennifer Filzen's fifth book, which is out on Amazon. The book, The Give to Get Principle, How Relationships and Reciprocity Build Raving Fans. Now, this is a book that you can use as a tool to give back to the industry and to your community. If you're not involved enough in your community, you should be. Let this episode push you into paying it forward in a bigger way. Jennifer Filzen, CEO of Rockstar Marketing, a digital marketing agency, will help you discover these three important principles that you need in your life: your why, your superpower, and your attitude. Now, if you work on only these three, you're going to improve. I was also honored to write the foreword for this book. Now, the incredibly successful businesses in our industry are extremely community-minded and involved. Use this episode as inspiration to take your community and yourself to the next level. Yeah, I just heard that Apex 2021 will again have the best and the brightest trainers and another great schedule of technical and management training. Now, this is specifically for shop owners and technicians. Yep, just for you. Stay tuned right here to get more details. Now, for now, make sure you've written down Apex 2021 on your calendar, November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. Hey, stop spending time chasing customers. Shopware's leading shop management system is helping shops just like yours generate more profit per ticket. I've been told, with less time on the phone. I hear it all the time. Break away from your legacy system and implement a completely contactless workflow today. Get started on the web at getshopware.com. Hey, never miss one virtual tour that we present each week. Yeah, you can watch all the episodes on the aftermarketweekly.com website. And now, you can listen to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yep, Aftermarket Weekly is now a podcast. Search for Aftermarket Weekly on your preferred podcast listening app. Hey, the key talking points for this episode with Jennifer reside at remarkableresults.biz/E610. Hey, thanks for being here in the front row of life in the automotive service business. Hey, warm welcome to Jennifer Filzen from Rockstar Marketing. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Every time I have a guest, we always make the mistake. I never turn the recorder on while we just shoot the breeze.
I always love talking with you, Carm. You are truly the voice of the industry, but you're just such a wonderful human being, and you have such great stories that we get caught up in the stories.
We were going to the left, we were going to the right, we were mentioning people we know and the shows that I've done and the principles that we talk about and everything. If you get me going off mic, I could tell a great yarn and a great story on things that happened in my life. But on the podcast, I like to just kind of be quiet as much as I can and let my guest do all the talking. And I prove to myself every time, Jennifer, because when I record, I have two tracks, my voice and my guests. And when I'm all done, I zoom back and I want to make sure that my guest has more wave form than me. And if so, then they had a chance to tell their story. And so we're here to tell your stories, but I'd love to go back and tell those great stories we just told each other for the last 15 minutes.
And if I may be so bold, you have such great stories to tell. I need to interview you in my Connecting with Jennifer Filzen podcast that I've started.
Oh, how cool is that?
That way I'm the one that shuts up and you get to yak on. That's awesome.
Well, good for you, Jen. I'm so happy for you. That's a wonderful thing. So you write this book. I think it's your maybe fifth, maybe?
It actually is. My husband was reminding me that I had written two books prior, but they were like unofficial because they were never like, you know, officially published. They were like kind of jokes. I did one on a dare, and I did a compilation of a newspaper article that I had authored for several years. But yes, this is the fifth book technically, but the third book that is officially in paperback form and available on Amazon.
A great book, The Give to Get Principle. You need to get it. You need to go to Amazon and get it. If you're in the automotive aftermarket and you care about marketing relationships, if you care about growing community presence, give to get. Think about it. I mean, The Give to Get Principle. Wow. You know, some of us in the past have called it paying it forward, but I love how you took all of those, do the right thing, and called it The Give to Get Principle.
And it really is the way to develop raving fans. Because isn't that what we want? Don't we want to not only attract our ideal customer, but don't we want to surprise and delight them so that they are so excited to come and see us and they want to tell everybody that they know about us? And when you are a servant leader and you give before you think of receiving, it just translates into something very, very powerful.
I completely agree. And thank you for allowing me to write the foreword for the book.
I'm so glad you did. I was thinking to myself, who is the ideal person? And I thought, oh, of course, Carm. You live this. You do this every day. You share so much knowledge through storytelling with the industry. It just made total sense. And I'm honored that you did it for me.
I'm honored back. I really am. And I'd never written a foreword before. And I took it upon as an incredibly serious challenge. And I go back and I read it again just before we got on here. And I think I did the book right. I really do. Not that I'm patting myself on the back, but you, of course, gave me the draft copy of it. And I couldn't put it down, even though it was in electronic format. I just consumed it. I took notes, which is what I do every time I read a book. And then I took those notes and I figured out what were the most important things to, you know, to say in the foreword. And how can I relate my world to what you're trying to say in the principles of the book? And I said, you know, I got to interview Jennifer. She's been on before a bunch of times. And I got to ask Jennifer this really most important question. Could you summarize your passion?
I love making the world a better place by spreading joy. And I know a lot of people are like, what does that mean? But when I do what I do naturally, which is communicate, bring people together, share ideas, I love teaching about marketing. I could do it if I didn't have to worry, you know, like they always say, what would you do if you didn't have to work a day in your life and you didn't have to worry about money? Teaching. I just love sharing information, getting people excited. So when I share information like in the Give to Get principle, I know that I am making the world a better place by sharing ideas and helping people make their businesses succeed. When we do marketing for the auto repair industry, we are telling their customers why they are so awesome so we can help attract their ideal customers and then they can make the world a better place one auto repair at a time. It's a ripple effect of joy is really what I'm going for. And every single time that I do something that helps people, it's a ripple effect that goes out and touches millions of people, and then it comes back as waves of abundance for all of us. There is so much abundance out there. We don't need to worry about scarcity. This beautiful planet of ours provides for us always. You don't ever worry about nature worrying about, you know, not enough. Nature always produces enough. We should take the same mindset and apply it to our businesses. And this book really amps it up for you. It shows you practical ways. In fact, I would even though I've got the book in like several sections, I would say really, if you look at it, it's two big sections. One, explaining what the Give to Get principle is. And the second part is how to apply it to yourself and your own business so you can create raving fans. That's my summary.
The thing for me in 2021, Jen, is to do more shows on how. And what happened with this book, as I was thinking about what's 2021 going to look like from Carm's podcast perspective, you kind of landed right in my lap, because this book not only is a principal book in Give to Get, but it's, let me tell you how to do it. And if you go in and steal, again, it's called R&D, rip off and duplicate. And if you steal, I'm going to guess 20 of the greatest ideas that you put in this book, you know, by the people, you defined who they were, how they did what they did, how successful they were at it or with it. And you say, huh, I like that. I can do that. So you take it. It never becomes identical to the person's idea you took it. You'll never be that person. You'll never be that program. It'll be yours. I'm an ideas person and I want to learn something new every day, but every once in a while, you just need to say, you know, oh, somebody give me something. And that's what this book's about.
It really is. And I love, you're absolutely right. I guess part of that whole ripple effect of joy is showing people how. In fact, you know what I'm really excited about? I got chosen to teach at Vision 2021. I'm super excited. And it's a video marketing class.
But didn't you do it last year?
No, I didn't teach last year. I taught in 2018 and 2019. And I taught my Fishing for Millennials class, how to attract your ideal customers with SEO. But when I went last year, 2020, gosh, doesn't that seem forever ago? Anyway, when I went to Vision, I was a spectator and I went to various marketing classes that were fantastic. And every single one of those marketing classes said, you need to do more video marketing. You need to do more video marketing. But they didn't show them how. So I said, oh, I have the idea. I'm going to show them how. I'm going to show them what to say, how to do it, how to edit, all that fun stuff. And so I was chosen and I'm super excited because I love to get into the practical stuff so they can take it just like this book. I love to share information that they can just take and run with it right away.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Jennifer talks about flexing your confidence muscles. Hey, Carm here. And I can't say enough about the quality of instructors and the high level of technical and management training that was offered during the recent virtual APEX experience. Now, the great news is that show organizers for APEX 2021 are already hard at work to again assemble the best and the brightest instructors and the most timely and needed training for shop owners and technicians. Watch for a robust schedule of training and product demos on topics such as wheel alignment and ADAS calibrations. Also, training on how to be an effective leader, engine performance, diagnostic strategies, controller area networks, and using social media to grow your business. Now, those are just to name a few. With this caliber of training, make sure APEX 2021 is on your calendar November 2nd through the 4th. In Las Vegas. And together, let's make 2021 the year of growing sales, profits, and productivity for your business. Listen here for more APEX 2021 training and registration information. Hey, you know, auto repair is a high dollar, high value transaction, and your customer sensitivity about how much it costs and why is never more important than when you ask them to pay the bill. While these conversations can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable, it's important that you don't fall down and cheapen your services at the final step. Shopware's shop management platform now offers a solution that helps you showcase the value and sophistication that you've invested throughout the repair. With our innovative digital workflow, customers can review, approve, and even pay for services right from their smartphone. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. One of the things, big takeaways from the book for me was discovering your three most important principles that you need in your life. I had a tough time not arguing with your three superpowers. I looked at them and I said, oh my God, I think she nailed it. Your why, your superpower, and your attitude. And when I, your why, gotta have it. Your superpower, what is it that I do so good, so well in my attitude? You know, are you a happy person? Do you embrace people, or, you know, are you a sourpuss? Did you do a lot of hard research on coming up with your why, your superpower, your attitude, or did it just come out of all your life's experiences?
You know, it really came from every single interview. When we do an SEO interview, and I explain this in the book, this is how the book was born. For the last 11 years of Rockstar Marketing being in existence, we are the ones that write the content for the website. Now, most agencies that I've seen, when they ask you to tell what's the information and what's the story behind your business, they either ask you to write it yourself or they'll give you like a one sheet. And the one sheet will be like, okay, fill out your name, fill out this, tell us what you're all about. And then we'll put that in based off of what you've written. The trouble that I've seen is that we are too close to our story and we don't realize as business owners how big a deal we are. So over here at Rockstar Marketing for the last 11 years, and we will continue moving forward with this because it works beautifully, it's a gift, is we sit down with the clients for at least 2 hours and we ask very open-ended questions. What makes you special and unique? Who is your target demographic? What is your why? and what are the cities you want to serve? So that way we can get the geolocations in there. And those open-ended questions lead to the most amazing conversation. And Carm, you've heard me say this before, and to the audience members that don't know me yet, you'll see that I fall in love with people very easily. And it is not a sexual thing. It is a sisterly, loving, supportive thing. Because after every single interview that we do with a client, I am so in love with them and their story. And I want to be their biggest head cheerleader. And I want to tell the world how awesome they are so we can attract their target audience. I can't help myself. I just love people. I just love them. And so after listening to all of these interviews, I just saw that we have some real champions, some real treasures in this industry. People who just love serving and they want to give their best. And this book illustrates exactly what it is that's their secret sauce. So this really is a how-to manual. If you're starting a new business, or even if you want to take your business to the next level, you want to reach your next million in revenue, and you just haven't figured out what's the secret combination to that lock so I can unlock it and reach the next step. This book tells you how.
It does. It does. I want to talk about that love thing. I was big on that a bunch of years ago. And when I'd get in front of my people in another life, I get up and I says, I want to talk about love. And I paused, purposeful pause to look at the eyes, and, you know, the eyes either rolling up or saying, where's he going with this? And I said, I want to talk about love in an organization. And I want to talk about the fact that it never gets out to the customers, because love comes from the people, and the customers see it and they know it. And I says, and I really want to redefine love in an organization, and I want to change love to be a verb. And I want that verb to mean I care for you. I care for my people. It's an action of caring. And they all calm down. Because it's like Carm wasn't getting up here and preach all day long like a preacher, love thy neighbor. But I agree with you completely. How many friends do we have that we know so well? When people share their story with you, so intimately. You're a person who probably sits down with a client to want to hear their story, and you don't take 10 words and say, oh, that's enough. You keep digging and digging, and it's almost cathartic for the individuals. Wow, I never gave up so much to Jennifer. I don't even know her. And she tells me I'm good, and it's right, and it feels right. And then you design this incredible website that has caring and purpose all over it.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest compliments I ever received. Do you know Steve Mancinelli?
No.
Of Mancinelli's in Denver, Colorado. Steve is wonderful. I just adore him. We did his interview and we finally got to meet for the very first time in person. Because, you know, I'm doing all this stuff on the phone. We're doing it through a conference call and my whole team is with us. I mean, it's you know, we're all taking notes feverishly. But I finally had the opportunity to meet Steve in person in Dallas area at STX. And I'm forgetting the year. Was that 2018? Anyway, he said, Jen, you get me. And when I heard him say that to me, I knew that that was the biggest compliment. And he is featured in this book. He does some amazing things because, you know, in the interviews, everyone kind of does the same thing. They say the same words approximately in the first 45 minutes. It's not until the second hour where they really start seeing how much of a superhero they are. And that whole love thing, that goes into attitude. And everybody on the team, for there to be really good positive energy that the customer can feel when they walk in the door, everyone on the team needs to have that love, that passion to serve, because all it takes is one bad attitude and that whole energy is disrupted.
How can people find their superpower?
Realizing that they have them first. I think a lot of people don't think that they're a big deal, but they are. They are a big deal. And that's part of what I think I love about what I do, is I help be a mirror reflecting that hero to them.
I took a Clifton's Strengths Finders test, and I discovered my five strengths. And let me relate that to this whole superpower thing, if you will. Just think of that in the back of your mind. And when I was done with them, I looked at them, and the person who asked me to do that test, I said, I don't think that person was looking for these kinds of strengths. Okay. I became a podcaster. And then about 6 months after being a podcaster, I called that test back up, looked at it, and I said, OMG, there's my superpowers. I'm doing exactly what I should be doing.
Exactly. And isn't it cool when you can create a career doing what you love? It's so cool.
At least recognizing that you have those kinds of superpowers, and then to learn how to channel it and funnel it and share it and make it a benefit to you, your team, your company, your kids, your spouse, your family. That's a big key of the book, was why are you here? Why are you doing this? Is it about the money? Is it about people? Is it about wealth building? Why are you here? What do you do really well? And once you know all that stuff, if you can't shape your attitude, then those other guys aren't worth it.
And you really have to focus on doing what you love. You know, I have to do this in my own business. I'm sure you do. There are certain things, there are certain tasks that it's just best that I delegate it because it's not my strength and it sucks me dry of energy.
Everyone who's listening to this is saying, amen, amen.
Right? And you know, nobody is dumb. You don't ask a fish to climb a tree. You have the fish swim in the water. That's where the strength is. You have another animal, like maybe a cat or a monkey or something else that's better at climbing trees. That's the task for them. You know, flying is not going to happen for the pig. That's going to be reserved for the bird. Although I would love to see when pigs fly. That would be really fun. But the point being is that if you can focus on your strengths and delegate your weaker stuff to the other people that have strengths in that, that is the magic formula.
Jen, with all the people that you interview and that you know and your clients, do they have to really learn from you that it's okay to share their ideas with others?
I don't know really if they learn that from me. I think they already know that, especially if they've already gone through coaching. A lot of people that work with me already have a coach in place, and I think they are the champions in their local region because they have a coach and they've followed that. But yeah, I mean, I think the people that do work with us that don't have a coach, I do help them see it, but I don't know. I don't really take the credit for that. I'm just a mirror. I'm just a mirror reflecting. You know, it's up to them to look in the mirror and see, oh, yeah, I've got something here.
Okay, so they have a coach, and then the coach says you need to do something more with marketing, and they find Jen. And when Jen gets them, they have been conditioned, if you will. So many coaches, you know, I know so many of them. I've interviewed so many. I have so many one-on-one calls with coaches. And in many cases, Jen, they have to fix the client first.
And you know what? It's all about mindset. And we touch on that in the book as well. It's flexing your confidence muscle. There was a time when I had been working in rockstar marketing for a few years, and I was just like, I need to get a job somewhere because this isn't going to work. And I went and I got a corporate job at a local hotel. And then I realized, oh, I hate this. And I had made friends at the hotel because the Monterey Hyatt Regency. There was a Price Waterhouse Coopers group that kept coming in every single week. So because they were there every single week, I made these friends. And this one guy, Roger Turnow, I love this man. He said, Jen, what are you doing here? I said, what do you mean? I said, I my business is struggling. I need this job. He said, that's crap. You know what, Jen? They don't serve fine china at McDonald's. You don't belong here. I'm going to do everything I can to get you fired.
How was the drive home?
It was such a wake-up call. He goes, yeah, no, you just need to lean into your marketing, keep persisting. And I needed to then eventually meet Joe Sievert, who would then help me open the floodgates and meet all these coaches. John Woffler, he's amazing. And Joe, I credit Joe and you because he was the one that invited me to Apex, and then I got to meet you at Apex. He was the one that brought me from being behind the scenes, Jen, to here she is. And he was like, come on, you need to be a teacher. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I taught a vision. I mean, I really credit Joe Sievert. He's truly a brother who I love dearly.
You're easy to listen to. You're gregarious. You're animated. And no doubt the speaking career, you're probably just on the first rung of that. Like anyone who is an important point of the plow in our industry for what you do, no doubt, continuing to write. I'm very jealous, by the way, of writing books. I've always had a write the book thing in me. And every time I think about, well, what's the next year's strategy, is the plan's going to be? And I always say, well, do I move the book up the ladder or not? Because with nearly 900 episodes, Jen, do you think I have content that I could pull from?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And better than what I have. You have an audiobook is really what you have.
Yeah, I do. But so many great stories have come out of it. And there are some poignant examples, if you will, strategies and tactics that can be. There's three, four, five books that could have themes in them with, you know, different chapters on different issues. But I'm rocking so much on doing some other things and creating the Aftermarket Radio Network and all that stuff. I just can't find the time to write the book, so I'm jealous.
Okay, so this book has been inside me for 3 years. It took COVID for me to finally, it took COVID and a commitment to get it done by Christmas to get it done. And I was like, why did I do this? But you know what? I got it written in 42 days. I promise you, Carm, because of all the content you already have, all you have to do is just select. And honestly, my book writing coach, I didn't have a book writing coach for the first two published books, but this third one I did. And she showed me how to write my outline for the entire book in 20 minutes. Kathy Kidd, KathyKidd. Kathy Kidd showed me how to write the entire outline in 20 minutes. And she says, I guarantee you're going to be a bestseller. So she showed me the marketing tactics. And yes, on Amazon Kindle store, we hit number one bestseller for marketing. Do you know how tough that genre is? Number one in advertising and number two in short reads. And that's for like, it's like in, you can read this book in under 2 hours, which is part of the reason why I did what I did, because I know that we're all very, very busy. You do not need to write a 600 page tome. You can write something in 100 pages or less, get it out there, share the information, and people love quick reads because that is kind of what we only have time for as of late.
We are so time challenged that we're not willing to invest in a lot. And I think about the podcast too, where people may give up on a podcast because something's going, well, I'll give it 20 minutes and it's a 40 minute show. When I look back, it says, my God, there's so much good stuff, you know, like every 5 minutes there's something, bing, something new coming out, and where people give up on books. Now, I will tell you, I've read some books that halfway through and I kept going and I kept struggling for the last half of the book. And I put it down, and I talked to some authors who said to me, if you put it down, you put it down. Did you get something out of it? Did you gain some principles from it? Then move on. I mean, there's only a stack of 8 books that need to be read, but some, they get you, they grab you. And I just can't put them down and I read them. And even, yes, your book was short, but it was so, you know, if you will, perfectly pointed to the principles that you talked about. And I guess I could relate to the stories you were telling, because I'm from the aftermarket. I know a lot of the people that were in your book, and it was easy to understand. It was like family.
Yeah, it's like reading a family history, right? And at the end, I also share some really great give to get principles for other industries, dental, medical, legal, I can't remember them all, but essentially before I started focusing on auto repair, I did write marketing content for every single industry you can imagine. So interestingly enough, in 2021, Rockstar Marketing is going to be spreading its wings a little bit. We're going to be targeting the legal industry because Jessie, who has been working with me for 8 years, she is graduating from law school. And I think it would be so cool for her, with her new wisdom of getting her law degree, to pursue the legal industry because they need us. They need us. They are so used to just hanging up a shingle saying, okay, law firm. But then the internet has changed a lot of that and they need help. And we're also, construction is booming. Like everybody in the US, and they're upgrading things in their home because they have to work from home now. The kids have to learn from home. There's so much stuff going on in the home, and contractors are booked like a year to a year and a half out.
Yeah, we need to create the learning center workspace. Yeah, exactly right.
Exactly. And then the last industry that we're also going to be pursuing, which I have to say, I was kind of like, no, that's a luxury market. I don't know. But because of Zoom, there is a boom due to Zoom in the med spa industry because people want to make sure they're looking good. And I've written for so many med spas and skincare, and I am the 50-year-old woman who is fitting in their demographics. So yeah. Anyway, we talk about all industries. So if somebody's listening to this and they're like, well, I'm not in the auto repair industry, that's okay. There's still so much great information for you.
You don't have to be pigeonholed, and I don't mean that in a negative way, in the automotive industry, although that's your pedigree right now and you do so well at it. By the way, your book will be up on my books page by the time this episode gets out. Where can people get your book? Just go to Amazon.com and type in.
Yeah, if you do a search for Jennifer Filzen, it's going to be easier. You know, if you look for me and then the Give to Get principle, you'll find it. It's a bright orange book cover. You can't miss.
Both Kindle and paperback, right?
Yes. Yes. On Kindle, I think it's available for $2.99, and paperback, it's $9.99. So really, it's so affordable. You can't say no.
Hey, Jen, thanks for letting me write the foreword, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of this. And thanks for talking about it with me. It is super fun. And I really would love to see you talk with some of the people that I wrote about and have them share what with you directly, what they've done. Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm ready. Jennifer Filzen, Rockstar Marketing, and the book, The Give to Get Principle. Congrats with the book.
Thank you. Bestseller. Yay.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.